Gas prices went up on Wednesday by an average of 10.4%, with ordinary Czechs expected to pay as much as 1,000 crowns extra on energy each year. The main reason given for the rise by the country's gas companies is an increase in energy prices across the world. However, most families appear to be offsetting rising costs with reduced demand. In fact, Czechs are heating their homes far less than they did a decade and a half ago. Dominic Yoon reports.
Czechs living in prefabricated apartment blocks have long been used to not giving much thought to their heating requirements. The communal heating is automatically controlled. When temperatures fall, the heating in the entire block is switched on. But in most other forms of housing, the situation is rather different. And with energy prices on the up, it seems that many have simply reduced their usage to offset the costs. Add to that increased environmentally friendly insulation efforts, and the result is clear. Over the last 17 years, according to official figures, Czech households have, on average, reduced their energy consumption by a third. And some experts believe that this trend will continue, with Czechs reducing heating energy usage by as much as another 20%, according to the Czech Energy Employers Union. Between 1991 and 2005, on average, Czech heating bills fell from 60 to 40 gigajoules annually. And, according to the Čechská news agency, it isn't just heating that Czechs are saving on. Water, electricity and gas consumption is also down. RWE Transgas, a major Czech gas supplier, has just raised prices by 10%. It complains that its own costs have gone up by 12% in the last month alone as a result of global price increases and also the strong crown. Another Czech gas company, E.ON, makes essentially the same argument, having raised prices by 15% over the summer and with another 5% increase to come. Naturally, one of the first education strategies that governments undertake when energy prices are high is to promote reduced usage. In the Czech Republic's case, that message appears to have reached most Czechs already. Meanwhile, the country's Energy Regulation Authority has stated that it expects wind energy production to increase sevenfold next year, accounting for 1% of energy production, perhaps one way out of the current global energy crunch.
Dominic Yoon reporting there. Now, illegal car races have